Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Church keeps the festivals of two very different kinds of martyrs today. First, St. Wenceslas. That Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas went out. That's the one. He was martyred basically for political reasons. His brother, this is in 9th, 10th century Bavaria. His brother, or Bohemia rather, his brother was a pagan and he was a Christian. He ascended the throne and wanted to make the kingdom Christian, and his brother didn't, and so had him killed on the way to Mass. They say that St. Wenceslas had such reverence for the Holy Eucharist that as king, he would himself sow the wheat that would be ground into the altar bread and crush the grapes to be made into the altar wine. He's venerated as a martyr because even though he didn't die strictly in hatred of the faith, the political battle that came about was because he was trying to make the nation Christian. The martyrs of Japan, whom we also keep today, St. Lawrence Ruiz and his companions, they were very different kinds of martyrs. Japan's anxiety about the faith was probably also political, but this is like the literal opposite. You have the king of the country who's murdered by somebody who's not the king for trying to make the kingdom Christian, and then you have peasants that are killed for being Christian by the king. What's unique about St. Lawrence Ruiz is that even though there were several priests and several religious nuns and brothers that were killed amongst this group of martyrs, they chose as the sort of leader of the band a pious layman. Lawrence was a family man from the Philippines, and he was forced to flee the Philippines into Japan because he'd been falsely accused of a murder. But he was fluent in both the language of the Japanese and of the Filipinos, and so he became the kind of natural leader of this sort of ragtag group of Christian missionaries. Both, I think, cast different lights on the Lord's saying today to the disciples, "Whoever is not against you is for you." We're often tempted, especially since we kind of tend to defensiveness in this country, to think whoever is not with us is against us. But the Lord presses hard on that one. There are times that people that seem to be on the sidelines actually become our best allies. And sometimes those who appear not to be engaged in the battle at all are in fact fighting the hardest. It's worth, I think, reflecting today on where those hidden martyrs might be in our own midst. We all know people suffering, seemingly like Job, the world falling apart at the seams, disease striking a family, unemployment putting parents and therefore children at risk, the virus itself afflicting people that we love, people that don't believe there's a virus afflicting the other people that we love, all of it over and over and over again. We all know what this can be like. And yet the Lord is present even there. Let's be attentive today to God's presence in the most unexpected of places. Let us be sure to recognize him and not chase them away because they don't appear to be of our company.